Back home now, and the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, has pledged to introduce new legislation to free up more Gardaí by reducing the amount of time that members spend in court. The legislation, he says, will allow for digitalisation and remote hearings. He was speaking at the graduation of 149 new Gardaí at the Garda College in Templemore. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, is there and he joins us now. Paul, first of all, can you just tell us more about this planned legislation to free up Gardaí?
Yes, Carol. I mean, today is the first time Jim O'Callaghan came to a graduation in Templemore as Minister for Justice. Ironically, it's the last time for the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, who retires in 3 months. And Garda visibility, Gardaí on the streets, is a big political and public interest issue. So today, Jim O'Callaghan, as Minister said, he will introduce new legislation to free up more Gardaí by reducing the amount of time they spend in court. Now, the legislation, he says, will allow for digitisation, remote hearings at district court level. He said there was no need for so many Gardaí to be turning up in court. And in cases, for example, where a person has breached their bail conditions, he said, the Garda should not have to go back into court to get a bench warrant again. He said his proposals and his proposed new legislation will save time and get Garda out on the street. He said the department was working on it. He said he had no timeline for it at present, but he said he was very definitive. He said it will happen.
And Paul, Minister O'Callaghan was also asked today about Garda numbers, which remain very controversial.
Yeah, the government has promised 1,000 additional new Gardaí this year, 5,000 over the next 5 years, the lifetime of the government. And the minister said he was, quote, optimistic that they would reach that target. But the Garda Commissioner pointed out that the maximum number that can be trained this year is 800. And that's a shortfall of 200. And while 149 Gardaí are graduating today, 50 have already resigned or retired from the wider Garda force. So that's effectively 99 of an increase. And we put these points to him today.
Well, let's look to see where we are at the end of the year. The figures are good. The recruitment campaign, getting 6,700 people interested, are very good numbers. And in terms of 200 starting, as I said, next Monday, that's an excellent figure as well. 1,000 is our target. I may not hit it, but I want to have it as our goal.
And yeah, it doesn't look like we will.
We'll wait to see.
You know what I mean? I mean, let's be honest, because, for example, 149 today, but 50 have already resigned and retired in the first 2 months. So you know already, 3 months in, that we're not going to make the target.
No, listen, I'm going to be optimistic about this, Paul. I'm going to be optimistic about it. I'm going to encourage people to join. I've set the 1,000 figure as a target. I'm going to seek to try and hit it. If we don't hit it this year, I'm going to try to hit it next year.
Jim O'Callaghan there speaking to Paul. And Paul, Garda Commissioner Drew Harris, as you mentioned, there for his final time before he retires in 3 months' time. He was asked about the Cell Bright technology. Remind us of what this is and why is it controversial?
Cellbrite is Israeli technology. The Gardaí use it to access digital evidence, particularly from phones. And it was in the public domain this week because wife killer Stephen Mooney originally pleaded not guilty to the murder of his wife, Anna, in 2023 in Dublin. However, when it emerged that the Gardaí had used Cellbrite to access his phone and had discovered a video of the murder had been recorded on the phone, then Stephen Mooney changed his plea to guilty of murder. However, opposition politicians have asked the Gardaí to stop using Cellbrite because it is Israeli technology. The Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, today rejected this and said the Gardaí need it.
Cellbrite is a very effective system. It's one of a number of tools that we use to examine digital devices, be it phones or computers. It's well established in terms of convictions and use in the criminal courts. And really, It's a tool that we need to properly investigate crime which has some form of cyber or digital element. And that's the most of the crime, most certainly all the serious crime we're investigating has that element within it.
The opposition parties, though, have asked you to no longer use it.
Well, we use it as a suite of measures. In effect, we would be losing a string from the bow if we don't use it. And when you look at the detections we're getting, the detections, the crimes that we're preventing and the convictions that there is, I'm very reluctant to step away from a very important tool.
And that was the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, speaking there to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Now,